You are now listening to Tea Time. Hi everyone, welcome to Tea Time. It's Cake Moss, and today I have a special guest host, and I also have a very, 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 very special guest all the way from Paris, Mr. Yannis Marshall. Hi Yannis.
Hi.
Thank you so much for coming and doing this. I'm excited to get to talk and get to know Yannis.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
cake.
Oh, and our guest host today is
Trey Marshall.
Trey Marshall, he's
another Marshall.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Yeah, that's right. Holy shit! I didn't think about that. That's cute. He's a choreographer / dancer as well, and we choreographs for me a lot. And we dance together. Have been dancing together for a while, and so it's like a little dance episode of Tea Time. Okay, so you are from Paris, and tell us a little bit about what it was like growing up in Paris, like the difference, how it is over here, and like now that you're international.
I am, like, everywhere.
She's international.
I'm a gypsy.
Yes.
Well, I'm actually not, I was not born in Paris. I was born in south of France, so Cannes, where they did a film festival.
Yes, the Cannes Film Festival.
So I was born there. It's actually a very pretty city to grow up. There's just not really much to do. I'm a city boy. I like the danger.
Yeah, you do.
So I moved to Paris when I was 14.
Is that like around the same time that you started like your whole dancing thing?
When I moved to Paris is when I started to work. Just have a proper job in the industry.
Nice. I mean,
so yeah.
So let's talk about the dancing. When did you start dancing, and then when did you transition into like dancing in heels?
Well, I've always danced. My mom is a dance teacher, so I don't remember myself like starting dance. I just always,
yeah.
I mean, all the memory I have of me is already dancing. And then, I mean, I started with like contemporary modern dance, you know, more to that direction than what I'm doing today.
Yeah.
And I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened, but clearly I was just not expressing myself totally in modern dance, and I don't know, there's a sexual part of me that needed to to get out.
Well, it worked for the best.
It worked for the best so far. And then, I don't know, one pair of heels, and now I'm living with them every day.
Yes, well, you have quite the following everywhere. It's... Do people, like, guys mostly, like, when it's, like, when it comes to a point of being intimate, it's, like, they look at you in a different light when you're in heels than when you're out of them?
Well, I don't meet guys wearing heels.
That's true, but I mean, like, bitch...
Because I only do that at work.
Videos. Yeah, but yeah. It's, like...
No, it's just, something has definitely changed, but, I mean, for now, it's not an issue, but now I mostly meet guys because they recognize me. No, but I mean, for now it's working for the best, but that has clearly changed.
Yeah.
So, but sometimes I wish, you know, maybe that guy would just come just because, I don't know, maybe...
Just because.
I'm attracted, but no,
well,
it's like...
you're gorgeous.
Hey, I know you. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, well, you're very popular in that. Very popular here now. But you're popular everywhere. That's a thing, because you are... Beat.com, and she does all the dancing for the gods. What we were talking about earlier, there's like a stigma, because like it was different for me, because I'm in drag, so it's like they're like, bitch, if you're not in heels, what are you doing? Like,
well,
really?
Yeah,
like, are you wearing a flat?
Mm-hmm.
Only way. No, yeah. But then it's like he started wearing heels out in public, like with me,
mm-hmm.
So he would give you like the ladyboy illusion, and it's like boys. It's that they were taking back. It's just that they would look at him like this right now and be like, yes, give me the D. And then it's like they see him in heels and it's like, oh, you're too femme for me now. Mask only, bro. Mask only, no fats, no femmes, no Asians.
Like, I didn't ever saw you be this way. And I was like, well, this isn't describe who I am.
Yeah,
it's an art form of
creative,
what I do.
Yeah.
So I express myself through dance and heels. If I feel like I want to be a little, you know, cunt, I could say, a little cunt, a little feminine, but all of us have that in us, you know?
And I always say the same, but it's really what I believe in. You just do you, you know?
Right.
You do whatever you want. I mean, at the end of the day, nobody, and I always say this, I do what I want, because I know that if I fall or whatever, nobody's going to really help me up. So I do what I want, and if somebody has a problem with it, then, you know, I move on to somebody that's more intelligent and accept it, you know?
Yes, you don't pay my bills.
It's like, yeah, you, exactly. you have to pay bill, you have to be happy, you have to make a life of your own, so.
Exactly. And those are very wise words to live by, because that's very much a thing.
Easier said than done, but it's true.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I'm in a situation like that right now, and it's like, yes, I just want to yell all the time. Let's see, another question I wanted to ask you. What has it been like? Just like you, was America's Got Talent the first like big TV thing you did, or were you doing
Britain's Got Talent?
Britain's Got. What did I say?
America's Got Talent.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Well,
you were doing your videos before that.
Let's just put it this way. I already had millions of you on YouTube before doing Britain's Got Talent, and they contacted us because of that.
Ah, okay.
The story of that is we did a Spice Girls video probably 3 years ago.
That's the video you showed me that I saw you, and I was like, yeah.
There was like a big buzz, and okay buzz. It was like 4 million, 5 million views. And then, obviously, because it was the Spice Girls, they saw it, and they contacted us saying, you know, can you come do that on the show.
Because isn't Mel B one of the judges?
No, I think she was on X Factor or something like that. It's England.
Yeah.
So Spice Girls, you know. Yes. They're like, can you please come and do that? But obviously, part of the show is the audition, so
So
everybody thinks we came and did the audition. It wasn't true.
But y'all went off, though.
We were invited.
You guys went off, though. That's one of the videos. We have a couple at Hard Work at Mickey's on Thursdays. We have...
I know, I've seen that. That was amazing. I think I was really, really drunk.
You looked up.
And I just saw like Arlo and Mehdi and myself on the screen at Mickey's, and I was like, wow. I was like, oh.
Yeah, like how
like in another, you know, dimension. It was like
surreal.
That's weird.
That's weird. That's another thing I wanted to know. Like, how has like the whole journey been for you? Because it's like, I'm pretty sure like when you started like your dance career. Not your dance career, because you said you've been dancing forever, but like when you started making YouTube videos and stuff like that, I'm pretty sure like where you're at right now, I'm pretty sure that was like the farthest thing from your mind.
Obviously, I didn't expect anything. I started doing my own business when I was at a time where I didn't have a choice, because it was this or...
Work or be homeless.
There you go.
Because my parents are not rich.
I started doing my own business when I just didn't have a choice anyway. You know, it wasn't a point of... I just had to. If it was good or not, we'll see. But I had to. And that was just 4 or 5 years ago. I mean, I still remember having, you know, like 10 subscribers on YouTube 4 years ago. And then having my first video, my second, you know, now none of them are still online. I took them off vintage. But I never expected anything. The only thing I did, it's how I still roll, believe it or not, but I just do my thing. I just keep doing.
Well, that's why you
keep creating, I keep doing my thing, and then things happen.
Yeah, well, that's why you become so successful, because people...
If you expect too much, and I'm not saying I don't have there's a lot of things that I would want to do, you know. I'm not saying I don't have any, you know, like, I'm just going with the flow. That's not true. But yeah, in a way, it's true. I don't have so high expectation that it's going to, you know, make me be like, why is it not happening? So just do my thing.
Good. Well, it's paying off and it works. You're giving so many kids life and inspiration to dance. I mean, I used to take a dance class in heels. That was a heels dance class, but most of the kids would come and they would talk about you.
What was that?
At IDA. We would ask the students, we'd be like, so what, like, it's your first time here in this class, or what made you want to come to heels class, or what made you want to do this, or like, what made you do this? And a lot of people, their answer was from watching your videos, like, well, I watch Giannis videos and see him dance in heels, and I'm just like, I want to turn it like that. And then they come and like train in their heels, and then they try and turn it out like that. And I've even seen performances here in West Hollywood and LA that are actually just completely based off of some of your videos. And give the kids life.
And that's the best part of what I do. That's what it, that's, you know, That's what I wanted to see. A lot of people come to me and say, oh, show me videos on YouTube saying, you know, look, they did your choreo or whatever, you know, like if I was supposed to be mad. And I'm like, yeah, so that's, you know, that's why I put my shit out there on YouTube, is to inspire. So that, you know, that's when you know you're doing something good.
Yeah, when you see other people are like...
And my... I don't know if that's my purpose, but I am happy to... We have a situation. I am happy to defend that style, that you know, the hill power, whatever.
Giannis's friend just leaned against the door, and it kind of shattered. It shattered the bottom of the mirror, and now everyone's messing with her. You're fine, girl. Trust me, it's okay.
Okay.
I broke that mirror the other day because I was fighting, and I kicked the door open, and it broke, so you're fine.
Okay.
That's hilarious. Okay. Oh,
hey.
That was the thing I was gonna say about the role model thing.
Well, I always get that message.
Yeah.
Oh, you're my idol, you're my role model. And I'm like, that's really, really nice. But then I keep saying online, I don't want to be a role model. Okay. It's this story. I'll give you a little story. I was on Grindr. I was in London. I was on Grindr. I'm always on Grindr. I'm single. That app is amazing. And yeah, I put my picture. I don't hide, so I put my picture.
Well, that's all I've
And
do.
This guy is asking me a picture of, you know what, and I'm drunk and I'm sending, you know what. And then that's where I got it wrong. I should have asked for his picture first. Then he sends me his, and I'm like, oh, no, not happening. You're so ugly. And then he's responding. I'm just saying no. I'm not saying it's not happening. You're so ugly, obviously. But I'm thinking this very loud in my head. But I'm just saying no and being polite. And then his answer is, but I know who you are. And he didn't say that before, obviously. He's like, you're getting smashed from Britain's Got Talent. I was in London. It was just after the show. I have your picture. I'm going to put it online. I'm going to give it to the press. In London, he went like this, you know, like crazy on me. And I was like, okay, it pisses me off so much. I went online on Facebook and I posted a whole post about me being on Grindr and, like, you know, like, and I don't remember what I said exactly, but a part of it was like, you know, it's not because I've done one or
he
two
has-
TV shows, you know?
Huh.
He remembers what I said.
Well, I was like, it's not because I've done one or two TV shows.
I read it for you.
Huh?
I read some posts that you were saying talking
about. Yeah, I was like, you know, it's not because I've done one or two TV shows that means that I can do whatever I want and that I have to be different than any of you. And I'm like, and I never said I was a role model, you know.
Yeah.
Chill. I never said that. I don't. If I am for you, cool. But I just I do what I want again.
Yeah, that's the thing.
You know,
that's the thing. It's like I'm not. I mean,
I'm a person. Like,
yeah, there's different ways to be a role model. It's not. You don't have to be like. Perfect citizen or do this or that
because that doesn't exist
like that.
Anyway,
exactly, no one's really like that. No one's a model citizen, like,
no,
everyone
people
is
people show what they want to show anyway, so.
Exactly, right. And then it's like you actually see it and you're like
there's usually something very wrong behind a perfect pretty
like,
picture.
Yeah, there's skeletons in everyone's closet and everyone acts brand new like their shit don't stink.
This shit don't stink. Okay.
But it do though.
But it do.
But it do.
I have a question.
Oh, yeah.
How do you feel about Kazaki?
Oh, no. Does that answer?
Kazaki is a group in heels. Well, the reason I'm asking is because before, you know,
in
I
Russia.
Saw the first video that broke
mm-hmm.
through over here to L.A., which was Bright Lights.
Bright
Lights.
Yeah, that was before this
yeah.
mask got Bright Lights.
I had noticed Kazaki first, and that was kind of like what I was living through heels, was like inspiration was Kazaki, and then you came out, and I was like, boom, yeah, there's somebody else that has
they
the
were,
same vision.
They were definitely doing heels before me, but I will pass on and tell you something else.
Okay.
I will tell you that I don't... My inspiration in heels will be Jante, which was here way before.
Yes,
Jante,
that's
the grandfather,
that's so
and
funny.
he's the real one.
Yeah, that's
right.
Crazy.
And he's really, I think you can more compare Jante to me in a little way. Not that I want to be compared because we're so different. But it will make more sense to me because he's a choreographer, I'm a choreographer. He's a dancer, I'm a dancer, and we both wear heels.
Right.
He does so much more because. Beyond that, what I do, he's trying. He's not trying. He's making music. He's in, you know,
yeah.
That's the direction he's taking. I'm not taking that direction. I don't want to do music. Trust
yeah,
me,
he's
I
like,
can't. I just want to do my video, you know, my thing. But Kazaki is just that, I think for me, that, you know, like, gay group that's trying to make music, and they just look hot wearing heels, but it's not actual like challenging choreography right. or dancing.
They're
like,
kind of one dimensional.
It's not. It's just like it's more about everything pretty, like a. It's more about going to the gym every day and then wearing stiletto. Then like Jonte and me, like just wearing stiletto and yeah.
and showing the
and dancing that, like yeah, if we were having that. Sneakers, like you know.
Right.
So it's I don't know, but
it's funny.
I mean, I respect anyone that works, you know. So I respect them, but it's just so annoying that it's always
that question
coming to yeah. me, like you know, comparing and it's like. I don't know, it's like, you know, there's pop artists and it's like Lady Gaga and Madonna, you know,
yeah.
it's so different, but it's why, because what? Because Madonna's done it before, nobody can do it anymore?
Yeah.
You know, and I'm a Madonna, well, I'm a Madonna boy, but it's the same in, you know, Jonte's done the heels, Kazaki and I come and do the heels, but we all do it very differently.
Right.
Yeah, so. The Barbies get that
and a lot. I'm sure a lot of new that. One will come and do heels, yeah. You know.
The Barbies definitely do get that a lot.
Yeah, the Barbie, well, when there was three Barbies, they used to get that a lot because when they would get on stage. Similar. They'd be like... Oh my god, Kazaki. And then they'd be like, no, Barbie. But it's weird how it's full circle that like you drew some of your inspiration from Jonte, and Jonte and the main guy in Kazaki were together. They were a couple and then they broke up, and that guy took Jonte's idea of having a boy group in heels and made Kazaki.
I don't
and
even
so
know
that's
that story.
So that's
yeah,
weird.
It was
that's so weird that it's like full that, friggin' yeah. circle.
I don't even know that story. I'm too busy to know that kind of story.
Well, yeah, there's a connection there, but there's other details.
It's weird. The world is so small.
Yeah.
But so big. That's crazy. Another question I have is what has like been the best experience that's come from everything that you've been doing, like leading up to today, where you are at right now? Where you become a household name through YouTube and TV. Like, what is your best experience been?
Well, okay, many. Honestly, many. I have, like, so many things right now that I can think of that, like, that are happening and they're really amazing and make me thankful. The first one is because of YouTube, I now travel, like, the world. I'm invited pretty much everywhere. And, like, a year before, like, I'm overbooked a year ahead. So... I think the first thing that is the one thing I think is when I meet like little kids in like Peru or Mexico or like, you know, poor country or, and they come running to me like they're like 13 years old and they come running, like literally running to me screaming my name, can I get a picture, can I get, you know, like, and I can, it's not about the picture thing, it's just I look in their eyes 2 seconds and I just know that
that's
this
awesome.
Kid was me when I was, you know, something. So, so that's the first thing, and that happens to me almost, something like this almost happens to me every month, in depending on what city I am.
I witnessed it.
But the other thing is something like, you know, having, being drunk at Mickey's and looking up and seeing my friends in Rio, you know,
on
the TV, and because I still see us in rehearsal. You know, and then I look up drunk in West Hollywood, and I'm like, oh, wow. But it's not seeing me, it's seeing my best friend yeah. on TV. You know, I'm like, wow. So things like this. Professionally, in more detail, I had the opportunity to recently choreograph for a Cirque du Soleil show in Vegas.
Nice.
And Zumanity, so that's obviously...
Wow.
Professionally talking, that's obviously major, because Cirque du Soleil is like a huge empire.
Yeah.
I don't know, and things like... getting sold out in LA, teaching in LA, being sold out,
yes.
teaching in New York City, being sold out in 40 minutes. I don't know, just a lot of things.
Well, that's all awesomeness, especially the first part that you said, because that's like, I mean, I experienced that when it came to your class.
That's beyond everything. That's beyond everything. The kids,
the millennium, everyone
those
was
kids'
like,
eyes is beyond everything. It's beyond, so to say, it's beyond YouTube views. It's just, that's
it's a part of
everything.
It's become a part of why you do it.
Yeah, that's exactly
that's,
why.
It's like that with my drag. When people come up to me after a show and they're just like, girl, you gave me life, thank you so much, I really appreciate your show, and I'm just like, yay, that means I did my job correctly.
Yeah.
And it's as long as someone gets something from
uh-huh.
what I'm doing, then I'm doing it for the right reason and not just because like, oh, look at me, I want to put on this hair and do a split and shake my thigh.
Well, you do that really well.
I can't.
Yes.
What kind of message do you have for your friends and fans that, you know, watch your stuff and get inspired by your movement and just in life in general?
Well, it sounds techy. It sounds, you know, just like not original, but it's true. Just to have a little faith in yourself. Just believe in yourself a little. And then shit can happen. I'm from a little town in France. And look at me today. So, I don't know. Just believe in yourself. And I do... I believe in something, though. I believe in hard working. I'm not religious. I don't believe in so many things, but I do believe in that. I believe in hard work. So I've worked, I don't know. And the second thing I always say, just be you. And if somebody doesn't like it, go tell him to fuck himself.
Right. Exactly.
So
exactly.
Yep.
Do you.
Exactly. Do you, boo boo.
Do you.
Because everybody else is taken.
Right. There'll only be one you anyway.
Boom. That's what's up. All right, we're gonna cross over to some topics that are going on in the country right now. Okay, let's talk about this whole anti-sodomite thing.
The Sodomite Suppression Act.
Yeah, that's a bit much, and we're gonna get opinions from everyone.
Okay,
so I'm gonna read it and explain to the kids what's going on. Matt McLaughlin. He is trying to pass a ballot with the Attorney General in Sacramento called the Sodomite Suppression Act, and it's basically to kill all the gays in California to avoid having God's wrath. I don't even know. That's like the new age Hitler is Matt McLaughlin. That's basically how I feel about it. Because he, if you kill all the gays, like, everything is going to stop. Everything will suck. There'll be an extreme drop in alcohol and drug sales. There will be no more fashion because basically every designer is gay.
You kill the gays, you kill the fashion.
You kill the gays, you kill the world. The gays run the world. That's basically, if you kill us all, like, there'll be no more music producers, there'll be no more gays, backup dancing for Madonna and Christina and Beyonce, and Beyonce will look like crap. Everyone will look like the world. I don't even, like, that's crazy.
Like, that's crazy talking.
Like, I don't know how that could be a thing.
What's funny is that people are posting, like, comments and saying that this ballot is a federal offense, like, against the law, because it's genocide, it's a terrorist act. But there's also people saying that he can't do anything because of the freedom of religion, for speech and all that.
Yeah. So it's like they cancel each other out.
Yeah, they cancel each other out.
We can do what we do right now, which is the only thing you can do is just have a laugh about it.
Yeah.
Because that's all it is. Because it's too funny. It's too funny to take it seriously.
Yeah.
It's just too funny. If that's a threat, we need so much more. And it's just too funny.
The fact that it came on my Facebook wall was just too much. Like, this is what we're dealing with. This is what we're reading nowadays.
Yeah, it's like between this and the guy from Looking. It's like everyone's talking crap about the guy from Looking because he was talking about he's glad that his dad didn't let him go to a art school or anything like that because he would have been a sissy boy and he wouldn't have been masculine. He wouldn't have got picked on. And now he's like, I'm really glad my dad did that because now I'm masculine and I don't take shit from anyone, and I'm the man I am today.
Well, then, good for him. If he has to say something like this, I'm thinking something's wrong with him. But good for him.
Yeah, good for being glad.
So basically, the school he's happy that he went to the school he went to because it toughened him up.
Oh well, good for him. We all like a tough guy, so good for him.
Rugged. Let's see. There's also Madonna.
Falling.
Oh, getting pulled down.
I love her.
But that makes me sad. It's mommy.
It's mommy. It's mommy dearest.
Yeah, I've seen the video.
But hey, at least she got back up.
She got back up right away. And good thing, good for her, she wasn't doing playback, clearly. She wasn't lip sync, that's how you say it.
Yeah.
She wasn't lip syncing. Good for her. That would have been a disaster.
Yeah, because they would have been still going and she's on the floor.
Yeah, and she's on the floor. No, but it wasn't like a regular fall.
There was like 10 stairs.
There was like,
there was a good like 6 stairs.
I mean,
stairs.
It was a hard one. Yeah, and from your back, and on your back, not like, you know, like Beyonce falling down on those stairs.
Yeah.
She got at least she saw it and she put her hand. She just got, you know, fall down from her back and so hard. But, and all because of a cape because of because
wardrobe
she couldn't
malfunction.
Of a exactly
how yeah say that? It's
wardrobe
weird
malfunction.
It's weird because
of that, not because she wasn't pro, it was just timing she was just like she had never worn
that cape before.
Oh,
because she said it was a different cape than what they were using in rehearsal because they didn't want to bring the actual one out because it's like all silk and really expensive. So I guess the tie up here was different than the one in rehearsal was like Velcro.
Clearly,
it was crappy.
I just wouldn't want to be that. I just wouldn't want to be the guy that pulled the cape, even if he was doing his job. I mean, at the moment, I would be like, shit, I just pulled Madonna on the floor.
Oh my god, I just broke Madonna's hip.
I just broke Madonna's back. I felt sorry for her, but I felt really sorry for whoever.
Did their job.
I was like
all like the meme, all the little memes everyone was making of like the like those like little like 3 second like
videos.
Some of the people were saying like I would hate to be this guy.
But she got super fired for her. I mean, she did go back really quickly up, like just got back.
She did. So that makes me think
just like
that
us when we drunk and we fall down.
Yeah,
we get back like this and it doesn't hurt.
Maybe she was drunk.
I don't think she was. But it's the adrenaline.
She wouldn't have gotten up. So
it's the adrenaline that makes you.
Hopefully she did. Hopefully that adrenaline hit her body before she hit the ground.
Yeah,
because otherwise, I think it did. Because otherwise, I don't think she would have got up so fast. Because she is like she's almost 60 years old.
Yeah, and that
was a really big fall. Even if you're extremely healthy and work out,
even if you're young, that was a big fall. If I fell like this,
I have like a boxer's fracture, and I barely did anything.
And she's 58, not 60.
58. Okay.
58.
58 years of royalty.
58 years young. She is. She's done a lot.
But her album is coming up so good.
Oh, yeah.
Everything from the album that I have, because I don't have everything that I licked, because I'm a true fan, so I bought what she has put on iTunes yet. And everything is so, so, so good. I'm so excited for March 10.
Oh, is that when it officially comes out?
Yes.
Awesome. Nice. I would think because, like, I mean, I know the choreographers here in LA, they get, like, music sent to them like before it even comes out so they can teach to it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised you don't have that whole album already. Just
no, I can have it if I want. Like a lot of people that
you're
that,
being
that,
loyal. Okay.
I don't do that. I'm waiting for the actual thing.
Good.
I'm waiting for a finished work. I'm a perfectionist, so I'm waiting for a finished work that the artist approved.
Do you make your own mixes when you do your videos? Yeah.
Awesome. I make mixes, and I sometimes edit them. Sometimes.
Because people are always, I hear a lot of people when they like listen to it, they're like, wait a minute, that's not
the original.
That's not how the song goes. I think there's something else. I was like, he just probably mixed the parts of the song that he was feeling the most.
Right. I'm like, this song is too long. I'm gonna just
just gonna edit a little bit. And here's a little. I'm gonna add this little part to it, like that 7-Eleven when it cuts.
Yeah, it was just too long, and I wanted to do so many things on it, and I couldn't because it's a class. You know, you can't do like the full song. I always do this actually. Always.
Yeah, well, I enjoyed it. You're a very good teacher. I enjoyed taking your class. Let's move to our. Our last little topic of today's podcast is Adam Hoover, who is an activist from Cincinnati, Ohio, and he, I guess, is trying to get attention on whatever activism he's trying to do, or he must be trying to do something, but he faked his own kidnapping, which is a bit much, I think, because they found his car abandoned on the side of the highway, and then I guess they found him in a house next, like, not that far from it. But he was, like, tweeting and Facebooking that he was in the trunk, and he didn't want to call 911 because he didn't want anyone to hear him. And he was tweeting his mother's phone number and his home address, and he was like, please, 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 someone call 911. I need help. They said they're going to kill me. Yada, yada, yada. And then the cops found him, and he was completely fine. He wasn't even in his car. And now he's going to jail for like 6 months because that's like, I think it's a felony, not a felony.
Misdemeanor.
It's a misdemeanor. But still, like, what do you think about that? Like,
what was the point of it?
I have two thoughts. I think one, it's very very sad that I don't know. It's very sad to become. I mean, to have to. You know, do that. And the second thought is, you watch too much TV, guy. Too much TV. Clearly, you need to stop watching all those movies.
He was truly inspired by Girl Gone.
What? I mean,
Girl.
It's like, you watch too much movie. It's just, it's like, get real. This is life. Nobody does this. Everybody do the same. We all go to the therapist. That's what we do. if you at this point you just go and see them.
Yeah,
that is therapy. It's cheaper.
It's cheaper than going to jail.
And it doesn't cause your parents like a heart attack because you pretending that you're gonna be the, you know,
yeah,
dying.
What was
started,
the point? Was it something that
he I was think he was trying to draw attention to his point or his like what he's trying to do with his activism stuff. Yeah. He was just trying to get more attention to it. It worked because it's become national news around the country. And what happened was like a lot of people started retweeting it and retweeting and retweeting it. So eventually he got it started trending that he was kidnapped. So that's why it's turned. That's why it's.
But at what cost? Him going to jail?
Yeah, for kidnapping himself.
Exactly. It's sad. It's just sad. I wouldn't want to be him.
Right.
Neither would I. So,
what's your favorite show right now?
My favorite show right now is Scandal.
Scandal.
Yes,
I love Scandal.
Olivia Pope, fix it! Fix it! Fix it!
Yeah,
fix it.
We were standing in the sun.
but my all-time favorite show will be, and I know I'm gay, Sex and the City.
Oh my
yes.
gosh, the story?
They just did a, they had like a marathon, girl, like every, like episode,
they always
season
do.
One.
They always do marathons.
They always do.
That basically taught me sex education when I was a teenager.
I felt like I had four girlfriends. I love Sex and the City.
Are you which character would you say you are? You a Samantha?
Carrie.
You're Carrie.
Okay.
Yes.
I love Samantha, but I'm
he's
Carrie.
A Samantha.
Yeah, I have no
I'm
doubt.
A Samantha.
I feel the energy of it.
Oh, is that a read?
With her young
No, I love Samantha.
Oh yeah, Samantha's the
She has all the funny quotes.
She does, yeah, though. She has to all say the best
quotes. She does have the funniest quotes.
Yeah.
Well, all right, ladies and gentlemen. Today has been the tea time with Giannis Marshall. Again, thank you very much for coming. And thank you very much for doing it.
Thank you for having me, Cake Moss.
Of course. And of course, Trey, thank you for speaking a little bit.
Of course. Just a little bit. You know,
again,
still in the air.
This has been Tea Time brought to you by CodeAnonymous.com. And we will see you next Monday. Bye.
This is Giannis Marshall. You can find me everywhere on social media, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Grindr. and it's at Giannis Marshall or GiannisMarshall.com. Bye.